This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. This week, we're speaking with Todd Diesel, the product manager for UAN and ammonia at CHS, for a crop nutrient update. Todd, there have been some major geopolitical events happening that are impacting crop nutrient price and availability for growers here in the U.S. Can you tell us a little bit about what has been going on and what's the impact been on the markets?
Yeah, really, Mike, when I think about the impacts of this global industry we're in today, three things come to mind. Number one, the war in the Ukraine. That's disrupted the supply of crop nutrients clear back as early as February of this year, still continuing today. What that's causing is a lot of countries to reconsider what they're doing on an export basis of crop nutrients. They want to make certain that their people have an adequate supply of food. And for that, they're holding back some crop nutrients. The number two thing is the European gas, again, due to the war situation, has really spiked this summer. If we look at Europe, 10% of our global nitrogen production is there. And at one time, 70% of these plants were offline. That made Europe a huge net importer. And my third bullet point would be the U.S. has become a net exporter of nitrogen, which generally does not happen. Between now and spring, these tons need to come back into the country. But right now, we're really tightening up our supply situation by shipping a lot of nitrogen into Europe.
Todd, how has the 2022 fall application season positioned things looking ahead to spring?
Well, overall, reports so far are that we had good phosphate demand, good potash demand this fall, and hydrous ammonia was good in most areas of the country. What we are beginning to feel, though, is that in a lot of cases, the buying habits on urea and UAN nitrogen solution are lagging what they were a year ago at this time, and that's a little concerning.
Todd, what should a grower be doing today to make sure they have what they need for spring?
Yeah, the big thing that they can do, Mike, we need a plan. And if the grower can decide what they're going to plant and what they're going to need next spring for crop nutrients, that will give us enough time to get it in place. Because if we look at what's going on this year, in addition to normal things that happen, we've got very low water on the Mississippi River. That's impacting crop nutrients coming north. We have a rail system that's getting very poor as far as service goes. And then if you think about truckers, they're in short supply today. So in addition to the normal situations we have, it's really exacerbated this year by those logistical concerns. So we do have time to fix this supply demand situation, but we need a plan from which to do that. The grower is the key to getting that information flow started.
That's Todd Diesel, the product manager for UAN and ammonia at CHS. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mike.
And thank you for joining us here Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.